Thursday night, Chavis Halavos. Okay, Chavis Halavos, Shara Bitochen, paragraph V, and we're on page Kuf Nun Vav. Umehem, in the middle of the page, Kuf Nun Vav, he's still talking about why we have Bitochen in Hashem, that there will be Gemul Lolam Haba, and Gemul and Olam Hazeh, and then he says, why doesn't the Torah talk about the Gemul of Olam Haba? So he gave all these various reasons that he gave. Umehem, another reason. Around the middle of the page. Lefi shegemul ha'olam haba ein tachliso ela ha'hisyachtus ba'ashem v'hiskarvus l'zoro ha'maroma. Now he's saying, what is the gemul of olam haba? What is the schar there? What are you getting? What is the schar? You're bonded to Hashem. You become part of Hashem. You know Hashem. That's, you're close to Hashem. That's the type of experience it is. Words, we don't really know the right words for it because we don't know exactly what it is, so we can't describe it. So he calls it Hisyachdus b'Hashem, becoming one with Hashem. Hiskarvus l'zoro hamaroma, and becoming close to his light, meaning to his to the source of chokhma. K'moshen emar, and these things are expressed in the psukim v'halach l'fanecha tzidkecha v'yomar v'amaskilim yaziru k'zoro harakia. The Yomar Lahoshiv Nafsho Mini Shachas Leor Borachayim. The Lo Yagia Lakach, this is obviously an otherworldly experience, something that's beyond human experience. The Lo Yagia Lakach Elamisha Rotza also Hashem. Only if you find favor in the eyes of Hashem. The Hine Rotza Hashem Yisale, like you say, Noach Motzachem Beine Hashem. That, like, when you feel a pleasure of certain people like you, you feel close to them. So the real schar, v'nei rosan Hashem yisale ikar ha'gemul. And the real schar is the pleasure you bask in. That you have found favor in the eyes of Hashem, that Hashem is pleased with you. Ka'omro kirega b'yapo chayim b'rtzono. Ta'omar b'parashasim b'chukosai remozim hamorim al arotzon mi'es Hashem. So his answer in this last teretz is that it says it more times in the Torah than you think. Because the Gemul of Olam Haba is a bonding with Hashem, is a becoming one with Hashem, and that stems from a person that Hashem is pleased with, and that expression is mentioned many times in the Torah. For example, Remozim Hamorim Al Arotzo Meis Hashem, Vehu Omro Velo Sigal Nafshi Eschem, Ufanisi Aleichem, Vayisi Lachem Velokim. Attempt you, Lila Om. I'll establish a relationship with you. So whenever you see such a Loshon HaPosuk, the Posuk's expressing that your actions or your ways are pleasing to Hashem. He wants to have a relationship with you. The Omar Ba'ahevcha, Uberachacha, Verbecha. So this is Olam Haba. These psukim are Olam Haba. They're ways of expressing the bonding and the love, the becoming one with Hashem and Olam Haba. So when you see a pasuk, the Ahevcha v'Rachacha v'Herbecha, or you see a pasuk, Ufanitzi Aleichem, so which are many psukim in the Torah, that it means Hashem is saying you have found favor in my eyes and I want to have this relationship with you. And that's olam haba, that pleasure, that that hana, that pleasure. Okay, now there's a period. And he's going back to explain, this was all a tangent. The tangent was, why doesn't it say olam haba in the Torah? Or only alludes to it slightly. Now he's going back to his, to the Sefer, where he's talking about that this is a subject for bitachon. We rely on Hashem, a person's supposed to rely on Hashem to get the schar in olam haba. It's an area where you apply bitachon to. We know, you're supposed to know and feel, just like you're relying on Hashem for your needs in olam hazeh, so you're relying on Hashem that there will be an ultimate schar in olam haba for nitzchias. Nimzok ye bitachon al Hashem b'meshi yavtiach bol ha-tzadikim b'gmul olam hazeh kolam alba ala mishmas shu yumalei haftachos ala zakai b'chach. You're relying on Hashem to give the a just reward to he who deserves it. B'chein yumalei ma shehiftiach min ha-onesh l'roi lo chovo ala mamin lishoin ala Hashem b'chach emuna shleimo bo. This is bitachon. It's an outgrowth of emuna. You have to really feel this, that there will be a schar. So if things don't go the way you want to in olam hazeh, it doesn't mean anything to you. You have bitachon in Hashem that there will be schar, and really you have bitachon in schar in olam hazeh too. He says, you know all the cheshbonos, but this is an area to develop bitachon in. As he's saying, it's a chiyuv. You have to go. I'm relying on Hashem that my efforts are not for naught, that my efforts won't dissipate, my efforts are not lost, that my efforts will result in schar, in bonding with Hashem, in gemul, etc. Kmo shenemar v'emin b'Hashem, v'yachshaveh lo tzedakah. V'yomer ha-chosid, luliyam, David HaMelech, Lulei Hamati, Lirus B'tuv Hashem, Beretz Chaim, Beretz Chaim. Now he says, V'ein Roy Lo Liftoach Al Ma'asim HaTovim. You see, you're relying on Hashem to give you that, but you shouldn't rely that you deserve it. You shouldn't rely, you shouldn't pat yourself on the back. He oz yehu achray la'atzmo b'gemul b'olam hazeh u'l'olam alba al ma'asov. Let's say a person works and he's relying on the boss to give him a paycheck at the end of the week. So besides, let's forget about that, we've learned you shouldn't rely on your boss, you should rely on Hashem. But even in that dynamic, that the boss promised you and he swore to you and he's a trustworthy person, and you're relying on him to pay you for the work you did. He says, he's saying in that case, you're really relying on yourself. You're relying on the work you did that it deserves this thing. So you're really not relying on your boss. You're really relying on yourself. And you're feeling maybe confident, maybe gaivadic a little, but the point isn't the gaiva, the point is it's from a perspective of yourself. That's what you're relying on. He says, to fully, truly rely on Hashem in these matters of gemul, you already are looking at it as Hashem's doing you a chesed. You don't really deserve it. So I'm relying on Hashem to do the chesed for me. Now it's chesed that I've earned maybe, it's chesed that I deserve, it's chesed that it makes sense to give me, but it's chesed nevertheless. And then you're talking relying on Hashem, not on yourself. Because it's not coming, like, directly from your actions. Vein roi lo luftach al maisuf hatovim. This is really, I think, a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says in the Torah, al tomar b'lvavcha, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, b'tzidkasi, right, you know the pasuk, b'tzidkasi, u'v'yosha libi, right, Hashem is letting me. Ela barishas hagoyim. Like, what does Hashem care? Is that so terrible if we think that we're getting it because we deserve it? So I think that's what he's saying here. You can't make any assumptions, and for your bitachon to be full and total, you have to look at it as the chesed that he described previously in this parak that it is. Because then you're being betech in yourself. Then you're patting yourself on the back, and you're the achroi, so it's you. Have your hakaras atov to Hashem. That's the essence of your avodah. Lo latikva, and true hakaras atov is not anticipating gemul for the hakaras atov. Lo latikva b'gemul osid sheyizkalo al ma'asov. Ela yiftach al chazdei Hashem b'lachar hashtadlus lahodus l'shem yisroma v'yisader al otzom tovos avolov. Your mitzvahs and everything regarding vis-a-vis the schar and olam haba is b'keder ishtadlus. You're not really performing the accomplishment of olam haba. Hashem is deciding to give it to you, so to speak, like he sees what kind of person you are when he sees what you tried to do. So then, b'chamayim harishonim al tiyuk habadu b'msham shon sarab al manas l'kabal pras. So your perspective in this area of bitachon should be very, very similar to an area of bitachon that he described before, in that you're not looking at your actions as taka, the things that spoil the result. It's hard, it's counterintuitive, but that's what you have to think. So in olam haba also, you shouldn't think that you're getting it. It's a funny dichotomy, you know, you say, so guys, you get olam haba for finding favor in the eyes of Hashem, which comes from doing His will. K'mayimah harishonim al tiyu kavodim amsham shenaz rav al manas l'kabal pras. You shouldn't go through life doing it because of the reward. Motivated by. V'hoi yachad ha-tzadikim oimer en odom agiyah l'gbul olam haba b'masov Be'ez harichas ha-cheshben b'meshu chayav l'ashem yisale al tovosav shehitiv lo. You don't deserve this chayav olam haba. Once, this is the idea he expressed before, once you expressed everything we owe Hashem because of all the tova that He bestowed upon us, ela b'chesed Hashem olam, you deserve this. L'chein al tashlu atchem b'ma'aseichem k'mayim rachosid b'nyin zeh. This is the Peladik Apostle that we find so many times, that it refers to the whole Olam Haba and the Schar there as Chesed. Chesed. We would ask the Stira in the Pesuk, in the Pesuk. L'cha Hashem Chesed, Ki Atot Shalem Lish Kama Sehu. So where's the Chesed? So you would answer, because no one's really pure, not purity of action, maybe not purity of motive. I'm certainly going to walk away. So therefore, that should be your mindset in the first place. It's not a product of your own efforts. So like, nothing's a product of your efforts. So the Mabo is not a product of your efforts either. It's not a product of your efforts. Hashem will grant it to you, hopefully, right, when He looks at you, and He'll decide to grant you, but it's not a schar in that sense of the word. Okay, we'll stop here.